Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free. And who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. I know you've been waiting around all day for this hour of radio, and believe me, I'm so happy that you have, because I'm going to deliver the goods for you today. My good friend and mentor, Kathy Crow from Texas, is on the air with us, and we're going to be talking about real estate investing. If you are looking at getting into real estate investing and you're looking at potentially finding some deals, how do you qualify the people that are finding these deals for you? One of the things that I love about Kathy Crow is that she is a pro real estate investor. She's done many deals in her career as a real estate investor. She founded the All-Star Home Group. You can look at her website, allstarhomegroup.com. And most recently, you can find her as well on investordeals.com. If you find yourself in the Texas area, especially Dallas, Kathy's name goes a long way. She's known by everybody and loved by everybody in the greater Dallas area. I would probably say pretty much all of the country as well. Kathy is really, really well known as an investor, as a speaker, and of course, as a mentor to many, including myself. So let's welcome her to the show. Kathy, welcome to Think Realty Radio.
Thanks. What a great introduction. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. I'm so happy that you're here. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and a little bit of background.
Okay, I'm a third-generation realtor. I've been doing real estate for 38 years, of which the past 30 years I have dealt with exclusively investors. I got burned out very quickly of driving mom and dad and 2.2 kids out there looking for their all-American dream home, and I don't put up with whiny women that, I don't like that color carpet, or I don't like that. So I went to a FDIC when we had Resolution Trust way back when in one of the busts, and I back in the 80s, and I went to an auction and met investors and started working with investors ever since. So I've developed quite a few systems, of course, through the years. And one of the things I'm on my bandwagon about right now is getting investors to tell us what they want. And if they do have a house, a wholesaler that's trying to wholesale the house, telling us more about the property. So those are communication is what I'm on my bandwagon about right now. That's my latest little gig.
So let's maybe unpack that for a second. What do you mean by, well, what's the reason behind that? Essentially, what I'm hearing is investors don't communicate what they want in terms of deals or what they're looking for specifically. Is it just because they're not educated? Is it because they just don't know? Help me unpack that.
I get calls daily from people that say, Kathy, I want a real estate deal. I want to get into real estate. Okay, tell me what you want. Well, I just want to make money. Well, you know, I get this the same thing every day. I could have a robo, what do they call those things that everybody does now, bots or whatever, answering
That's
these people's questions, because it's the same thing over and over and over again. And people are, you know, that saying, you don't think beyond your nose. Well, they're not thinking far enough. All they get is that they heard somebody flip the house or has a rental property and they're making money and they want to do it too.
Right.
But they don't understand what it is they want. So I created a website called findmeahousedeal.com, and anybody can copy my website, go to it and copy it for their own use, especially if you're a wholesaler. And this website asks, you know, it questions. And the first thing when somebody calls me and asks me, I want to be an investor. And I, first of all, I ask them, are you able? This is something that I've coined myself. Are you able? Are you available to go look at properties? That's the A part. Can you jump up in the middle of the day? Because we're in a fast market. Can you go look at a property? Not saying, I'll see it next weekend because this weekend I have a soccer game. No, you got to be available to go after work today, take off work, go on your lunch break, do whatever to go look at properties nowadays if you want to be in the game. And are you the buyer, or is it, are you looking for somebody else? If you're not really the buyer, bring that somebody with you to look at the property. That's what the B is for. Are you ready to buy? Are you in that buy frame of mind? Do you have your lending in place? Have you talked to a hard money lender? Have you talked to permanent financing? Have you found out how you can borrow from your 401k?
Yeah.
Do you have a self-directed IRA? What is it that you are going to, or what is, do you have your money in place? Is the lending up there? And E, are you educated in this process? I can help you with B, L, and E, but I can't make you available. I can't make you with your time management. You're available if you're time. So, you know, that's the part I can't help you with. But the rest of it, I sure can help you with. And so I qualify if they're able. Then I direct them to find me a house deal, and I want them to know, what are you looking for? What type of property? Single family, small multifamily, whatever you're looking for. Are you going to rehab it, or do you want it rent ready? You know, are you wanting to own or finance and carry the note for somebody? You know, are you just looking for subject to? What are you looking for? And where are you looking for? People say, oh, I'll go anywhere. Well, then you send them a property, let's say, in one of our northwest suburbs like Louisville. Or, oh, no, that's too far. No, so tell me where you want to go and look. You know, narrow it down. Anywhere is too broad. And if you're interested in other areas of Texas, and tell me how you're going to finance this property and what's your price range. People always go, oh, I'll do anything. And then you send them a property for $200,000 and they're like, oh, no, I only want to spend maybe up to $125,000. Well, tell me, you know, we have check boxes here. And, you know, and training.
Yeah, that's so true.
What do you need help in? And are you willing to go to classes? Like next week, I have a class in Dallas, and I charge $40 for the class, and that's only to pay for the room, pay for the staff, pay for the food we're putting out, and all that stuff. I don't make money on these classes. I just want to cover my expenses. And I go over the Texas real estate contract and tell them, you know, it's fill in the blanks, but you can fill in the blanks to be in your favor when you're a buyer, in your favor when you're a seller, and you can put, you know, provisions in the contract that slant either way. And I go over all of those things and which check boxes to check that will help you have more time in a contract, have, you know, and make sure that you get all the things so that you can appropriately do your due diligence. So those are things that we can help people once you – you may not ever write a contract, but you're going to receive a contract so you understand, hey, this is, I now understand the contract, because it can get overwhelming, you know, with all that legalese
That's
on
right.
there, you know, it's just.
That's right.
Those are some of the things I do.
That's incredible. We've got to go to break, but when we come back, Kathy, I'd love to talk a little bit about why you feel education in the real estate space is so, so important, number one. Number two, what's maybe the one or two pieces of advice that you have on getting educated? And then, of course, how are you currently educating investors both online and offline? So I want to talk about that. And I also can't wait to talk about the Texas market and if it's booming, if it's not, what's going to happen in the future, all of that stuff. So more to come on Think Realty Radio. Check out Kathy Crow at investordeals.com. Get in touch with her there. Have questions for me, my team at Think Realty, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also find me at abigolhar.com, anywhere online. And don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We are back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio, the best radio show about real estate investing in all the land. That being said, we also have some pretty awesome guests on the air every day, Monday through Friday. One of them is on the air with us today. Her name is Kathy Crow. She's with AllStarHomeGroup.com in Texas. And you should check her out as well on her new website called InvestorDeals.com. Before the break, we were talking about investor education and creating an investor profile. There's one thing that I absolutely loved that Kathy talked about is the word able, A-B-L-E. When you are working with an investor, you need to know one thing. Number one, are you available? Well, you need to know the word able, and able stands for A, are you available? B, are you the buyer? C, do you have your lending in place? And then lastly, are you educated? E, are you educated in the process of buying real estate and what is entailed with that? So really, really important you ask these questions, because everybody in the real estate world right now seems to be wanting to buy real estate. And that can get – that's a good thing, but that can also get a little frustrating sometimes. Kathy, here's a quick question for you. When it comes to – when it comes to educating investors, what's one piece of advice you have for them, or maybe one or two pieces of advice you have for them on getting educated?
Go to the events. Like Think Realty has an expo in February, I believe it is, here in Texas, in Dallas. Go to the events and meet people. Form a network of people as part of your education process that you can rely on for questions and hear their experience stories. One of my Kathyisms is it's not what you know, but who you know. So now all of you know me, so you can contact me by email and not really on the phone. Time to talk to everybody for a minute.
Right,
I'm a talker. This may go on forever. But I can answer an email pretty quick. And and ask your questions too. Don't be afraid to ask a question. There's no dumb question in the world, okay, especially in real estate investing. Ask your questions. Also, build your network of people through going to networking events throughout your city, wherever you're at, and pick up some people that are experienced and say, hey, I'll buy your dinner if you give me some second eyes on this deal I'm looking at. It's always good to hear somebody else's opinion on the deal. Maybe say, we'll swing by and look at the property, and then I'll take you for dinner, and let's go over the numbers or something, or lunch or something, and get second eyes on your deals and get second opinions until you're comfortable with doing it yourself. Another piece of advice I give people, and wholesaling is the hardest job, because not only do you have to know value, you have to know marketing to find the property, you have to know marketing to sell the property, you have to know value to obtain the property, and you have to know repairs to be able to get the property at the right price. So you're wearing an array of hats. So go to Home Depot on Saturday night or Lowe's when nobody's in the store, and talk to all the people that are stocking and everything else like that. Pick a section. One day do the flooring section. One day do the painting section. And talk to the associate there and say, what would I need to paint a 1,600-square-foot house, and how would I know how much paint I would need and how much all the supplies, and get an idea of how much all that would cost. Okay, it's going to cost $2,000 or whatever. After you pick all the supplies, pick all the paint, and figure out the labor, your labor is almost equal to your supplies. So if the supplies cost you $1,000, then you know it's going to cost you probably $1,000 in labor. So that's kind of a down and dirty trick you could use and get to know each different department. You do the bathrooms one day, do the kitchens one day, do electrical, and that way you know how much repairs are. So that's a good way to self-educate yourself on repairs.
That's a really handy trick, one-to-one, right? One for every dollar of supplies, it's going to be about a dollar of labor. That's really, really smart. How are you currently educating investors? I know you mentioned you have the weekend classes. I know you do a lot in the community. Where do you find the time to connect with every single person that calls or emails you? Like, I have that trouble. Like, I need your time management skills.
I do Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner. I am very much of a planner, and you know, and I stick to schedules, and I found Michael Hyatt through Gary Harper.
Oh, there you go. Gary Harper's Yeah, that's right. He's also a Think Realty coach. He's created amazing videos on thinkrealty.com for business process design and optimization. So definitely make sure if you have a business.
Check out Gary.
Check out Gary Harper for sure.
Yes, that's who introduced me to this. And that's why I'm very organized and I have time management, you know, and I train people also to email me, and I have always been one that only slept 4 or 5 hours a night, so I could be up answering emails the late hours of the night.
You certainly have a lot more stamina than I do, Kathy. Holy cow.
Yeah, I've never been a big one on sleeping. So I can sleep when I get old or when I die. I'll have plenty of time to sleep. I'm big on that. Yes. You have to be proactive in your own education.
Yeah.
I hold a monthly luncheon and a evening panel, a meeting with – I usually have a panel discussion where people answer questions. And then I give at least a class a month. Like this month is contracts. Like next month I'll be doing one on how to analyze comps. Analyzing comps is also something that is an essential tool, but people forget about it.
That's right. And talk to me a little bit about analyzing comps and how that works. We have about 2 minutes before we go to break. So help me understand what comps are, because our listeners may be thinking, well, geez, okay, I like the real estate space and you know, I'm watching HGTV, but what Kathy said, comps? What are comps?
Comps are your comparable sales and your comparable properties that are currently on the market. And you always have to look at comparable things that have expired and did not sell. That could influence whether you want to buy the property or not. So basically, you find out apples to apples, not apples to oranges. Apples to apples means I have a house in Casa View subdivision. I am going to look in Casa View subdivision. I'm not going to go to Loma Alto subdivision, which is the next one over, because it's probably a different style house, a different age of property. I do age of property only 10 years, so that's 5 years forward, 5 years backwards. I always do subdivision to subdivision. I don't jump a major street or a major freeway to try to find comps because I want to fit my house in the box, so I'm going to skip all the ones that, you know, are down the street and around the block and go across the way and try to find one bigger because I want my house worth more. That doesn't work that way because the appraiser's not going to see that. And I see this over and over and over again. Like, what are you thinking? Why are you going way over there? Well, it's a nicer house. No, it's not. It's the same thing.
That's right, and we got to go to break. I appreciate the description of comps there because it's really important our listeners start to understand that valuation of real estate is really one of the biggest pieces to know whether or not you're getting the right deal. When we come back, Kathy and I are going to talk a little bit about the Texas market and what she thinks is happening there and where you can dig in and find your next opportunity in the Texas market, if that's where you're looking. Got questions for Kathy? Check her out at investordeals.com. Have questions for me? Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can find me anywhere online at Abhi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. My guest today is Kathy Crow from AllStarHomeGroup.com. Check her out. She is a legend among legends as in the real estate world. And she's a mentor to many. She's a mentor to me. I love meeting up with Kathy whenever I'm in Dallas, in the greater Dallas area. She's a wealth of knowledge, and she always always has her pulse on the local market. And what she recommends, as a real estate investor, you do the same thing, right? It's a requirement. It's not really even a suggestion at this point. Otherwise, you will be yelled at not only by myself, but also Kathy Crow in person. And you don't want to be yelled at by either of us. So start making the right decisions. Start attending some events that are really important. Kathy throws some amazing events in Texas, so check her out. Again, allstarhomegroup.com. We have nationwide events throughout the year at Think Realty. Go to thinkrealty.com and check that out. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the qualification process of a real estate deal and the fact that understanding how to run comps is really important. Kathy, let's dive into the market. Where do you think we are overall as a nationwide market? What's the temperature? And then, of course, the most important piece, what's going on in the Dallas area? Is it hot? Is it not? Hit me with it.
Well, of course, our economy is strong and the tax cuts help people and jobs are plentiful. And I think real estate is going to remain strong. Of course, you know, real estate, everybody has to have a place to live. Everybody has to have a place to work. Everybody has to have, you know, a place to go. So real estate is always going, you know, should always be strong and stay strong right now through the next couple years. I don't see a downturn, but what I do see is slowing down because, like here in Dallas, it's booming. Properties stay on the market, you know, a couple days, and the prices have gotten to the very top, and I have started seeing prices starting to stabilize and even drop a little bit. And the reason why is that people are only making so much money. They can only afford so much rent. And, for instance, we had a glutton of Class A properties built here in DFW. Mm-hmm. And all of us and all these young people and everybody wanted to live in these great apartments that had all these amenities and all this fun stuff and nice new stuff. Well, they let them qualify. They don't really qualify people to move in. They just let people move in. And then these people move in and they say, wait a minute, I can't go to the movie. I can't buy that new dress. I can't take go on a date. I can't do anything because all my money goes to the rent. And now after 2 years, 3 years of these all these new apartments, we're starting to see move-in specials, free rent on all these Class A apartments. If you drive around and see Class B apartments, which are still nice, I'm not, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. And you don't see those type of signs on those apartments at all because people are moving out of these bigger, nicer apartments into a lower apartment so they can have a life. You know, they want to have disposable income. They don't want all their money going to the rent. So I think the rents are going to start coming down because of these Class A, and that might hurt some of these Class A apartments because the rents have to taper off. People can't afford these rents, and the same as in housing, regular single-family houses. The rents are starting to stabilize and starting to drop down a bit because people just can't afford all of that. And they've gotten to be pushing them to the max. And I think those are going to do well. And once the rents come down, the price of the houses are going to have to come down because you won't be able to meet debt service or have your returns. So I do think we've pushed it to the max. And I think we're going to have a little bit of retraction, maybe a 10% on rent retraction, which will equal about a 3 or 4% decrease in sales price.
So when do you think all of this is going to happen?
I think it's happening today.
You think it's happening today?
I think it's happening today. Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to see a little bit of that in Atlanta too. That's why for me, I'm starting to look now at your secondary, tertiary markets for more opportunity. Is that also kind of what you're seeing where the primary markets are a little saturated with a flurry of activity and we have to go out now maybe 30, 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing right now. I have two large properties under contract in Denton, which is about 40, 40 minutes north of Dallas, which is still, you can't tell you're going from one city to another. It's all straight city. And there's two universities there, et cetera. And I have two properties up there. I've gone all the way as far as the Longview Tyler Markets and in Amarillo, Texas, and some of the smaller markets, Abilene. I'm working around the areas because you can still pick up a better buy and you still can have that return on your investments with a little bit higher numbers. You're looking at still 6% cap rates in the heart of Dallas, while you can go out a ways and increase it to 8, 10, 11%, you know, percent cap rates. So
that's right. And when you're looking at the
better.
And when you're looking at single family rentals, say in this case the buy, is there a price point you're sticking to hit that return percentage that you're saying? Should I stick to the 100? Should I venture out into 250s, 400, 600s?
I used to say I would never buy a property over 150,000. Well, now I say I'd never buy anything over 250. I want to keep whatever I'm buying or advising my clients to invest in. It must be something that one income family can still afford.
Mm-hmm.
If one person gets sick, if the wife gets pregnant and has to take care of a child, or anything can happen, you want your rent to keep coming in. You don't want them to fall back because we can't afford rent because we still have to feed the kids and we have to pay medical and pay our car to get to work. You don't want your rent to be neglected. So try to keep your rent in where you think it would not be affected if one of the income was not there. That's my mindset.
Do you have any acquisition criteria that you like sticking to when looking at single family rentals in some of these areas? For example, a bedroom, bathroom number, a year the property was built. So say, for example, you won't buy property that was built before 1963. Do you have anything like that, any guidance you can provide us when looking at property to buy?
One bathroom houses are obsolete. If you can't put another bathroom in by converting a laundry room into a bathroom or doing something and moving the laundry facilities somewhere else,
mm-hmm,
in the kitchen or adding on in the garage for laundry facilities or something, I don't buy one bathroom houses. Probably 1950 and newer is where I kind of cut off. Before 1950, they're starting to get very old and they have a lot of functional obsolescence to these properties.
Gotcha. Any square footage that you like? We have about 30 seconds.
I like to be allowed about 1,200 square feet or larger.
1,200 square feet or larger. You're looking at ideally a 3-bed, 2-bathroom home with
right,
a paved driveway, potential garage
right,
option. And I like these as well because, for me, and I hear you talk about them all the time, that's why I know. But, for me, it's conducive to a family. It's not conducive to a transient family. It's conducive more to a permanent family that's going to be there longer. Kathy, we got to go to break. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate it. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with her, Kathy Crow, and her team at allstarhomegroup.com. Check out her website at investordeals.com. She's a wealth of knowledge, and she's a mentor of mine, even though she doesn't know it. And Kathy Crow is awesome, so make sure you get in touch with her. Have questions for me? Text the word ASK to 96270 and go to thinkrealtyradio.com, where my team and I can help you out there as well.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software. Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. Welcome back to the show. Really excited for this last segment for everybody today, for all of our listeners, for you. You know, from time to time, I like taking over the last segment just as my own little thing, and it always turns out to be an awesome time. Now, most of the time on Think Realty Radio, we talk about investing in real estate. But we also know that real estate is a business too, right? It's super important that we understand that. Otherwise, we'll end up creating a job, not creating a business, which many of you are guilty of in your business worlds. So, you know what? We want to build a portfolio. We want to build a business. But it comes with a little bit of homework. Understanding how building a personal brand can influence and can really take your business, your real estate business, to the next level is important. So
For the next few minutes, I'm going to go over my secrets on how you can build your personal brand and create the influence that you want online. Now, the benefit of this is you can use this in any aspect, any area of your life. For example, not necessarily only a real estate business, but your own business that you're running right now. If you're a startup, you're an entrepreneur, you have been in business for maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years, or you have a business that's 15, 16, 17 years old, awesome. But you still need certain profiles online. You still need to be seen as an influencer. You still need this information in your life so that you can grow your business. That being said, let's get right down to it. What does it mean to build a personal brand? What does it mean to be an influencer? Well, I think you can find the definition in the word influencer: somebody that has value, somebody that's adding value to the overall space, making a positive impact. And of course, not necessarily setting trends, but setting trends, right? Like, you want to understand where your business is headed and then make adjustments along the way. And you want to share this information with others so that everybody benefits in your industry. The same thing in the real estate world. That's why I love doing radio. That's why we have a daily radio show Monday through Friday, so that I give you all the best content and you see me as an amazing influencer. Or at least that's what I hope. Hopefully I can do that subliminally somehow. So being an influencer gives you a lot of perks. And in your business, you see this. You're an influencer to your business partner or partners. You're an influencer to your employees and clients and customers by default. But what about the others in the industry? So writing an ebook, creating social profiles are significantly important. Providing value in the form of articles and blog posts and emails, like good email blasts and LinkedIn posts and Instagram posts. Yes. Is this required? Yes. Do you have to do this? Yes. Yes to everything you're thinking about online. Now, if you walk away from any of this information and you say, ah, Abby, whatever, you can go jump in a lake. Well, hey, you know what? You might just see the benefit temporarily for not putting in the work. But then once your competitors and once your customers start looking to you for additional information, guess who's not going to have it? So here's my step-by-step list on exactly what you need to do to become an influencer and build your personal brand. Number one, work on every social media profile you have. So let's start with LinkedIn. I know I did a little bit of a crash course on LinkedIn and Instagram and what you can do specifically and a deep dive into how you handle each one. So this won't be a deep dive necessarily. I'll just cover the basics here. On LinkedIn, you want a good picture, good headline, and in your summary, really humanize who you are. Really speak in the first person, write in the first person. Don't write in the third person. For example, you want to say a lot of I, me, this is who I am. Don't say John Smith does this and can be reached via his assistant at. No. That's not the way that you build a good, warm LinkedIn profile, okay? So forget about that altogether. You want something that's inviting. You want to introduce to the world not only who you are, what you do, but your area of expertise. Now, here's the next step on LinkedIn that's vital. You want to connect with people that are also in your industry and follow other influencers. Why are you doing this? Well, A, so people know who the heck you are, and B, so you can follow and you can figure out what other influencers in your space are doing and copy it. So for example, if you go to LinkedIn, type in my name, Abhi Golhar, and start following me, you'll see all the posts that I have, whether it's a video, whether it's an audio file, whether it's a nice long blog post, and start copying some of the stuff. Now, I'm not saying copy and paste the content. What I am saying is copy and paste the method in which they're doing this. So for example, if something happened at your company or in your real estate business and you want to talk about it, write a little paragraph about it and post it on LinkedIn. What this does for you over and over and over again is validate to the people that are your connections that you are somebody of value. You are somebody worth following. And the more valuable information that you put out to the universe and on LinkedIn that people can follow and see, guess who's going to get the most attention? You are. And as a result, you turn into an influencer. As a result, you're building your personal brand. Now, people like people, right? Never really do we like brands necessarily, okay? Unless you're talking about a big brand. Obviously, Nike has done a really good job. But Nike also builds its brand on the backs of athletes, right? So you follow Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has Air Jordan, Nike brand. Boom, you're buying Nike shoes. But why, Abhi, should I have to, why should I build a personal brand and not just the brand of my company? Well, because your company's not a human being. You're the person that's fueling it. And people want to connect with other human beings. It's this weird thing that we have going on in society right now. We are the most disconnected, but we seek connection. And the only way that we get that is if you can be seen as somebody that can provide the value, that can make me feel like I'm valued. Following you so far? This is like really, really important stuff. So that being said, that's the LinkedIn piece. The other thing that I encourage everybody to do is write an ebook. Or if you have some time on your hands, write a book. And the best part is you no longer have to go and get your book printed and all that stuff at the printer if you don't want. You can upload your book directly to Amazon KDP and it will self-publish all your books on Amazon.com. But once you write a book, what happens? That's instant credibility, isn't it? And then you can give away your book at all the events that you go to, all your trade industry events and friends, family, associates, potential clients, current clients, and have them engage with you after reading the book. So now you're an author. You've written an ebook or two. And the benefit about ebooks and books is you can also do this in collaboration with other individuals. So let's say you are a financial planner. Why don't you partner up with an attorney? And you guys and gals can write a book together. And all of a sudden, wow, like this is incredible stuff. You can get this out in the hands of people. And who knows? You send it out to your mailing list. Your attorney friend in this case sends it out to his or her mailing list, and all of a sudden, you have more clients. But you did that, and you were able to accomplish that successfully because you have influence now. Because you have deliverables out there that people want to read. They want to get in touch with you because you sound intelligent. And when they go to LinkedIn and Facebook and they try to go to www.yournamehere.com, it doesn't look shoddy. It doesn't look amateurish. It looks professional. It looks clean. And every real estate event that I attend nationwide, including the ones at Think Realty, I'll tell you, when I get business cards, I'll take a picture of the business card, and the first thing that I do is I'll go to LinkedIn, I'll go to Instagram, I'll go to Google, type in your name. And if I don't see a good brand behind you, guess what's not going to happen? I'm not going to follow up. Because you don't know the basic rules of the game. So I hope you've learned a little something today. Those are the basic rules of the game. It doesn't take too long to become an influencer, but you have to do the work. And I'll tell you, it is really important that you heed this message and you execute and do something about it. Because there's no time like the present. And if you want more business and if you want to create impact, that's the way to make it happen. Alrighty, got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. I'm always available there to answer your questions. You can also pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble. Text me your question. Text the word ASK to 96270. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.